worked for 20-something years on this music.
Yeah, so now you want me to put a five-day experience, mm-hmm. like a five-day visual experience to this 20-year-old seasoned mm-hmm. veteran.
Yeah, I didn't work 20 years on the social media. Social media ain't even been around for 20 mm-hmm. years yet. So, yeah. like, has it? I don't think it has. Maybe.
I don't think so. Well... Maybe.
Social media. Well, I mean, I think.
Maybe. AOL. You know, we was out in them AIM streets.
AIM. Yeah.
Is that a social? That considered social media?
What about instant chat? Millsbury Pillsbury. What was that game called?
Millsbury Pills. You talking about the dope?
Nah, it was the same. It was the same called Millsbury.
Get on my motherfucking face, please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I am Shakoya D.
Badman Breezington here.
It's your boy Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. If this is not your first time joining us, welcome back. Shout out to the good people of the Gray Area. We see you in the comments. Erica, hello, how are you? If you guys want to be a part of... Well, first of all, this is a podcast where we break down the fabrics of life because we know that everything is not always black and white. And what that really means is we have conversations about whatever we feel like talking about. Could be love, it could be life, it could be music, it could be food, could be anything or nothing at all. We have good conversations and we just wanted to bring you guys in on them. If you want to be a part of the good people of the Gray Area and be able to watch this podcast live, and early, because we do record our podcast at least 1 to 2 months in advance, as well as our other behind-the-scenes content and The Standard by Being Breeze. Definitely join our Patreon for the low, low price of $3 a month. You could be a part of the good people of the Gray Area. And we got so much more coming for y'all in the new year. So we greatly appreciate everybody who's already a part of the good people of the Gray Area. Yeah. How are you guys today?
I'm good. I'm tired.
I'm well. Very well. Exquisite even.
I'm doing good as well. I'm a little bit tired. But I don't know. I feel good. My eyes are actually a little tired because I think I was looking at screens for too long.
Getting that eye fatigue. It's not good. Not good for you. I take a break.
Yeah, it was getting a little excessive.
Remember to blink.
I hope I was blinking. I thought I was blinking, but I don't know. At this point, my eye was starting to red yesterday, so we'll see. But I feel better today, so yeah, I'm feeling good. What are we talking about today, y'all?
Today, the topic is just about artists and content. We watched a video, well, a clip of a video.
If you were in the Patreon, we was actually just playing the clip like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, so you probably heard it. But it was a clip from, I don't know if it was their podcast, but Brand Man Sean that be on the No Labels Necessary podcast. He said something about artists not... Well, artists complaining about making content. Basically, that was the sum of the...
What he said.
Y'all might be able to explain it better, but... Alright, this is what I got. The topic is... I don't agree with that statement of... That it's a problem that... Artists don't be wanting to make content. Around their content that they just made.
Okay, so
y'all might be able to put it in better words.
Can you explain the topic a little bit better, and then we dive in?
Sure. Pretty much, yeah. So, Brandman, he was having the conversation, and he was just explaining like that he doesn't understand why artists complain about wanting to make making content when that's in the realm of what you're supposed to be doing. And yeah, so, and you were saying you don't agree that, like, that is, or pretty much that it's an unfair critique of, like, artists, like, it's unfair critique that artists don't want to make content for the piece of content that they just made. Which is a good way to think about it, because I didn't think about it. I wasn't thinking about it like, oh, I just made a piece of content, and I have to make a piece of content for my piece of content. Right. So that it could, you know.
Yeah, it's like content on top of the content. And the initial content, it's a difference between just making a song, if we're sticking on music, if we're just making a song and actually being an artist. Mm-hmm. So, like, if for a real artist, and I feel like it's the artist who be like, I don't want to make content for this because this is a vulnerable space. So I already gave you a lot of vulnerability in this first piece of content. In this music, I gave you me. We speaking on artists. Everybody makes songs. Everybody makes songs, but it's a difference between a song, well, somebody who just do music and an actual artist. So I'm speaking on behalf of the actual artist. So I just gave you all this vulnerability. And on top of that, now I have to, y'all want me to make more content around this vulnerable state. And now I have to be more vulnerable. And a lot of times it's a thing of, I don't want to just put up a video, put up a clip. So now it's more energy into how can I make this? How can I visually portray what I just put into words?
I think the other thing is also that, as an independent artist, it's like I'm already doing a lot of the things. So it's already a lot of hats that I have to wear. So then to also, and I know for me, like even like you were talking about things are being things you have to be very vulnerable, even with like the behind the scenes content that I'm releasing. I literally said in my like message to the Patreon is like, this is a part of like, I don't share my writing process with people. Like, this is the part that I kind of like debated on if I was gonna share, because at the end of the day, once you add a camera into the room while you're creating, once you add a camera into the room when you're creating, it kind of shifts your mindset. I know when I used to, like, before when I was younger, so like I had to get older and I had to get more comfortable and stuff like that, but even before I started actually recording, even just recording stuff on my phone, like, if I had an idea for something, once I took out my phone and pressed record, I would start to lose the idea, or, like, I would get nervous because then I'm starting to think, oh, this needs to look a certain way so that people are like, oh, I want to see more of this, when it's like, nah, that's not necessarily the case. It doesn't have to be like that, but you have to practice to get to that point where even making that type of content is I guess more comfortable or whatever, like
And I was gonna say, I think, because like, I think the point is that, like, there's some validity to the point, but I also think it's different because it's not just like, oh, this is just another form of creative expression. If you're a creator, you should still be able to do this. And it's like, I mean, yeah, but because I write songs, that doesn't mean that I'm a great actor. Like, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm gonna be great on film. Some people are great at certain parts of it and aren't necessarily great at the other part. So like the portion of me making the thing that I was vulnerable about or with, whatever, like, that portion is typically separate from the creation, because like, now when I'm doing the content, a lot of times I have to think about like what I look like, what people are, how people are going to perceive what this thing is. Or I think a lot of the complaints come from having to do it like in a way that's
not natural to you.
Yeah, well, not natural. That's like, yeah, that's not natural, and that is based off of like how a TikTok formula would be, where it's like a lot of people are doing it. It's like, I made this very serious art. Maybe I don't want to be funny. Maybe I don't want to share this version of myself. I shared a lot here, but I also understand that it's like, that's also a part of the current state of affairs for right now. But it's also funny because we only do this with artists. Like we're not gonna say, like, for a chef, you don't have to tell a chef, be like, oh, you made the food, now you gotta make sure you create content around the food. We typically have people who do the marketing thing. Like, they are, they'll I'll hire somebody so that they can, we can get this food out there so that so other people can see that I made this dish. It's not necessarily like you have to create content around the dish all the time. So it's a, yeah, it's a different
I was going to say two things. One, that's where like a team would come in. Mm-hmm. So that would make that aspect a lot easier. Mm-hmm. And another thing, it's the expectation of the amount of content that they say we're supposed to do.
Right.
It's like, so, yeah, it's just the expectation of, let's say, 7 videos a week.
Right.
And like, you, it's like a video every day.
And you want me to edit that and still get my own stuff done?
And a lot of people still work jobs. So he was talking about the fans are working at a bank, working at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. They don't care. I'm working just as much as they are working, and I'm also working to, yeah, like, I'm just working. So like, my whole day is work.
I'm working at the bank, too.
Right.
I'm at the McDonald's with them. I just happen on the side. I don't, the downtime is,
I don't have downtime. That's the difference.
But that's, Well, again, I do think, like, I do think there's a little bit of validity to it, but I also just don't be wanting to hear from people. I don't want to hear people tell me who don't make content, tell me to not complain about things, like, or to not have issues with certain parts of the process that I don't like. It's like, you haven't made this. Like, that's not, like, it's, this isn't, you do your thing. Nobody's asking you to do more than you, like, than your thing. Granted, now we've expanded what you have to do to be, like, a full artist, which, again, it's just a part of the process. But, like, nobody's asking the marketer to be like, hey, you have to be a, You have to also make great content, or you gotta
write the songs.
Yeah,
too.
You gotta write the songs as well. It's like, but when you're an artist first, you have to do all of it. Like, you have to have all of the hats on as well.
I was just gonna say, also, this wasn't a part of like the old music industry model. So it's like, it's not like I mean, I do complain, but I'm also working on making content that I feel like is authentic to me. But it's like, it's not a thing where an artist is complaining just to complain. A lot of times it's like, well, I looked up to these artists and these artists didn't have to do this. So now I'm like, well, I got to do all of this. And understanding like the business aspect, like you were saying, it's like, well, it is just a part of all of the industries of today, because we live in a very technologically driven society. But at the same time, I'm like, Michael Jackson ain't had to do all this. Like, granted, he had a whole different journey, but it's like, it can be annoying because it's a lot. And then I don't want to just hop on a bunch of trends. And because then also people want you to make content, not just make any content. They want you to make content that's going to be successful, that's going to trend, that's going to bring in more money. And it's like, now I have to learn what type of content that is on top of trying to finish and create what I'm already creating. And that just adds, it's more work. Like, at the end of the day, it's more work.
I was going to say something, but I had a question.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask, at what point did, because all this, it brings me to a point of everybody just feel entitled. So where did this level of entitlement come from to say I need to like people, I mean, I know people nowadays people want to know who you are, but when did this level of entitlement become a thing where it's mandatory that I give you all of me?
I think it's like a thing where as social media grew, that expectation grew, because some of the artists that started gaining traction, I could see you tweeting or I could see you like doing whatever on social media, I start to feel a lot closer to you. So like, versus in the past, there wasn't no social media. They didn't have to worry about that. So it was like, the mystique is what drove everything. But now we're in a space where, because technology connects you to everyone around the world, if you not giving me the content that I want, like, even though, like, yeah, your music is cool, you not giving me the content that I want, or I feel like I don't know you because I want a different type of connection. I think that's the thing. People aren't looking to just connect with you through your music anymore. Like, they're looking to connect with you through your music, but also through your content, like, on social media, and then also, like, however they can. Like, I think social media opened up the possibility of getting to know artists through multiple facets.
Well, I was gonna say, I think it's just the relationship is different now, because people want to be your friend. Like, right. It's different. It's not like when we grew up, when we were watching, if you're talking about Michael Jackson, we're watching Michael Jackson, it was like, oh snap, he's like, we don't really know that much about him, but any little bit of information is like, oh, I can't, like, I feel closer to him now. Like, now that there's no barrier, so it's like, they're showing you everything. People actually feel like they're your friends, and it's like, why would I don't want to hang out with the person that's a mystery. I want to hang out with the person that I'm actually cool with. Right. And now I think that's the reason why it feels like that.
All I was going to say was, a lot of people are private people. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of artists and creators that I've come across, mm-hmm, are private people. So I'm giving you this thing. Like, I'm giving you this piece of me. And now you want more of me. Like, this is my life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's like people want to see behind everything. Like, they want to see, mm-hmm, the process of everything. Yeah. I'm not comfortable showing the process of this. I'm not comfortable showing the process of that. Like you were saying, once the camera, like, it's eyes on you. So once eyes come on you, it shifts stuff. I was watching something or listening to something. They were saying even atoms, like, they change when they're around other atoms.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just like,
I feel like it's, and this is something that I guess I learned from starting to vlog, because that was supposed to be, me vlogging was like my practice to getting more comfortable with being in front of the camera, and like, I mean, you know, I be recording stuff all the time anyways, but like actually like posting and stuff like that, and recording and vlogging parts of like my process. But I think there is a balance between, like, you have to figure out your balance between like what you show and what you don't, because not every moment is meant to be on screen. Like, some moments are supposed to be for you. Like, even if you, well, I guess that's also why I don't necessarily go live while I'm writing or while I'm recording. But like, there are some moments where it's like, all right, I'll record a little bit and then I'll turn off the camera, because I'm like, I need to really get into this. And with this camera on, it's hard for me to like fully immerse myself into the song, because I'm thinking about, oh, can they see me? Is the lighting good? Blah, 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 whatever. So, but I think that there is a balance that the artist has to find between. The artist has to
find. You said the artist?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said that artist.
No.
This man turned into Grammarly real quick.
The artist has to find for themselves, so they find their balance of, I'm going to put this out there to the world, but I'm going to keep this for myself. Because you also don't want everything that you're doing to constantly feel like some sort of show. Like, or, like, even with, there's a lot of vloggers that, like, if they'll be somewhere and if they miss the moment, they will literally stop everything and tell all their, like, I've heard stories about this. They'll be like, oh, everybody, let's just do that one more time. Like, everybody, pick up your drinks one more time, and da 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 da. And it's like, well, the ball dropped 5 minutes ago. Why are we doing this again? So, I don't do that. If we missed it, it wasn't funny. It wasn't for the world. It was for me.
Yeah, and I also think, like, if I'm playing devil's advocate, right? I think the people that we connect with online are people that they unfortunately or fortunately for them, like, they share a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So like, they share a lot of themselves, their personal life. Like, even if you think of like a Keith Lee, like, how much he actually shares, how much we, like, information we know about him. It's like, we feel like we know him. That's the reason why it's like the internet loves him, because they feel like they know him, even though all he's doing is his content is reviewing the food. But
he got some family content.
Yeah, but it's family content. Yeah, but like he's giving so much of himself. He shares so much of his personality, his personal life. Like he puts his family on camera. Like it's a lot of that stuff, and a lot of that results in people actually enjoying the content. Right. So like that's why I say it's like as much as I want it. Like the artist in me is like, nah, bro, this is for me. I also understand that the consumer or the regular person in me is like the people who I connect to happen to be the people who share a lot. And I think some of the older artists used to do it, but they did a great job of showing like a lot of themselves in either the music or like interviews. The first example I'm thinking of is like a DMX. Like DMX was him all the time, and you got so much of his personality on the very least through the music, but it was so much in the music that you didn't necessarily require him to do extra. It just so happens that he was going to do a little bit more because he was DMX. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, do you feel like with artists today, you get as much of them in their music as we used to? Like, do you feel like they, I guess, reveal or you connect with them as, I don't know, through their music as much as we used to?
I say the ones that we do or are able to are highlighted, like they're not at the forefront.
Highlighted. Okay, yeah, I thought you said are. I was about to say, what?
So you got to actually go find these people.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Instead of, like, they're not just in your face. Like, it's just not, they're not just going to pop up. Maybe.
That's a rarer case.
But it's a rarity that they just
pop up.
Yeah. I agree. But I also think, for some artists, like, some artists do a great job of doing it. Some people just don't necessarily do that, like the sharing of their personality that well through the music.
Mm-hmm.
And for those people, some of them do a great job of doing interviews and doing other, like, them being on live
to
and
just like having make conversation. Up for it.
Yeah. But then I think on the flip side is that some people, they make great music, and then when you find out more about their personality, like, I don't want to listen to it. I wish I didn't know that this is what you do in your spare time. I didn't need to know that. I didn't need, you know what I'm saying? So I think it just kind of happens. It's just like a... it's another thing.
Yeah, another thing you got to figure out.
Yeah.
I don't be liking the thing of everybody say, this is what you're supposed to do. Like, if we creating this experience for everybody else, isn't it up to me to determine what I'm supposed to do?
I think
what that looks like?
I think that the thing is that, like, in this case with the video, they're saying this is what you're supposed to do, but their meaning is this is a huge part of, like, mm-hmm. the model of the industry today. So it's something that is necessary, not like, oh, this is what you're supposed to do. But if you're not in the artist's actual shoes, you don't look at it like that. So, like, he was saying he's a marketer.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he's looking at it from the eyes of being just a marketer. So, in his mind, this is what it has to be done, because all he cares about is marketing, because that is his that is his role on the team, and that's what his role is supposed to be. Versus an artist, in my mind, what I'm supposed to be doing is creating my art, because I'm the artist. Like, I'm the artiste. Like, that's my role. So now, as roles start to blend, or what is required of me is shifting versus what my original expectation was, like, you're saying that this is what has to be done. But for me, I'm like, I'm an artist. I have a choice. Like, I'm not just going to do this because you told me that
it's
I
not even
do
I'm
it.
An artist. I have a choice. I'm a human.
I'm not a market. Like, I'm not in the mindset of doing the marketing. Yeah. When you have a job, you have, like, a lot of times you're like, oh, in order to do this, in order to have a business, I need to do this, 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 and this. That's his mindset. You have to do this, 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 or it's not going to work. And you're like, well, I have to make the music, or it's not going to work. I have to paint the paintings, or it's not going to work. And on your list of things might not be, I have to make extra content for social media. And that's where, because that's not always, that hasn't always been a part of that role as the artist. And then that's where you bring in maybe a social media marketer, or you bring in, or the marketer, the person who's in charge of that, figures out ways that, okay, let's figure out how we can make actual content in a way that you're comfortable with so that you can continue to create your art and do what you're doing, but also we can still, you know, feed the fans, connect with the fans and stuff like that. So I think that's like the difference in, that's what was said versus what was meant versus the mindset. I don't know.
I was gonna say, I just think it's a different skill set. Like, he's saying he doesn't understand why artists complain. It's because I know how to make pies. Why are you asking me to make a lasagna? I don't understand. Like, you know, but even in other industries, in this, like, the person that's, we were talking about, somebody's making a phone or something. Like, it's not the engineer's job to go out there and be Steve Jobs. They make the phone.
That's it.
That's the reason why they hired a Steve Jobs. So it's like with music and just the creative music in general, it's just unfortunate that like we have to take on so many hats in order to be successful. But like for the artist, it's like, nah, I'm the talent. The talent here. Can we get somebody to
show up.
Yeah, I didn't know I was, I didn't, like, but I think it's like, it was, I think the assumption was like, you didn't realize that was going to be a part of the job as well. Like, no one laid out that, hey, this is a part of the job. Or if they laid it out, it was like, they laid it out and it's like, all right, well, the music is good, but you got to be in front of the camera now. And it's like, wait, I didn't work these muscles. I don't know how to do this. I'm not a public speaker. A lot of musicians are terrible public speakers. Mm-hmm. So like, have you ever seen, or you guys have seen it, but, cause y'all are artists, but like having artists try to explain their artwork and they'd be like, I just felt really, really called to,
it just happened,
to do, you know. Yeah, I can't really explain it. It's like that's a whole different skill set. So it's like, you got to be able to work a totally different skill set. And I think that's something that we just don't acknowledge a lot of times. Like, that's not the same thing. We're talking about apples and oranges. They both fruit. What are the apples and oranges?
I was just gonna say, that's just like the video that we was watching last night with I want to say social proof podcast, but
Yeah,
it was the hot seat though. When she was saying like, if I told you had to do this, 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 and this, then, or this came with it, then, you know, you might not be able to handle it. Like, some people do have to be told incrementally what, like, is required to go on whatever path. And right now, that includes content creation.
I got something. One. All right, say I'm the talent, so now I have to learn how to make content. Even in learning how to make content, that takes time to learn how to make content. So everybody want, where the music at? Do y'all want me to make content, or do y'all just want me to make music? It's like multitasking. Everybody knows that multitasking isn't the most efficient way to do something, but industry standards cause us to multitask. If you're an independent artist, you have to be everything. So it's like, when do I have, I mean, I guess it's up to me to give myself the opportunity to give my full attention and efforts to whatever said task at whatever time. But when am I allowed to focus on what I came here to do?
Well, at that point, I'm just like, you need to give me a social media manager. Because at that point, like, but I think even in that case, a lot of times, like, that's something that you would have to express. And sometimes people just don't even know what they need to ask for, or don't want to ask for help with certain things. Because even us being millennials, like, the assumption is, like, you're a millennial, you should already know what you're doing. And it's not even necessarily that I don't know what I'm doing. is that this requires a lot more time and effort than I've ever decided to put into it. And I found that putting this time and effort into my music is more beneficial than putting it into my content. Not always, but like a lot of times that is like the mindset, like, because I worked for 20 something years on this music.
Yeah, so now you want me to put a 5-day experience, mm-hmm. like a 5-day visual experience to this 20-year-old seasoned mm-hmm. veteran.
Yeah, I didn't work 20 years on the social media. Social media ain't even been around for 20 mm-hmm. years yet. So yeah. Like, has it? I don't think it has. Maybe.
I don't think so. Well, maybe.
Social media. Well, I mean, I think.
Maybe. AOL. You know, we was out in them AIM streets.
AIM. Yeah. Instant
is that messaging. A social? That considered social media?
What about
instant chat?
Millsbury Pillsbury. What was that game called?
Millsbury Pills. We talking about the dope?
Nah, it was the same called Millsbury.
Millsbury Farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do that count as social media?
I don't think so.
Didn't you used to be able to talk to people?
But yeah, but it was just a game though.
It was social.
It's like it's a okay.
All right. You're gonna do some fact checking.
Either way, I haven't been working on content. Social media mm-hmm. hasn't been like this, like how it is for 20 years. So it's like, I don't know.
But again, I'm trying to give everybody the benefit of the doubt here. But like as like creators, we also don't think we give ourselves enough credit for being able to. Because like when you write a song, a lot of times you're thinking of a music video anyway. You're thinking of other cool stuff around it. You just gotta, now it's just a new format. So that's why I think when he says it, it's like, oh, this is another form of this is another form for you to be creative at. It's like, I agree with that, but not everybody's a visual creator.
Like you were saying, it's another muscle.
Yeah, that's
so,
it.
I gotta practice. Like, don't expect this in 7 days. I might need 30.
And like you were saying, asking for help. Sometimes to bring the song to life visually, you need a lot of extra hand. It might cause for a cameraman. You need extra, like you need actors or people in the video.
You need lights.
You need, yeah. So now it's a whole nother thing. And if you hire somebody, they may ask for a storyboard. Like you were saying earlier, artists don't always know how to articulate how they want stuff to be, what they want stuff to look like. It's, a lot of times it's a feeling. However I feel, the words just go with the feeling. Mm-hmm. But now it's different parts, which is, in the long run, it's amazing. So then when you make it to whatever level, now when you actually delegate and like, I need this, this, and this. No, I want this to be like this. You know what you're talking about. You have an idea of what you're doing. And I had watched something they were saying, once you do everything, now you can outsource the things that you don't want to do. And you pick the people based off, I think he said something like,
I know what video you're talking about.
I don't know what he said, but it was good.
I think it was, like, now that you do everything, you can outsource it. So, like, you figure out what the tasks that you actually don't want to do, you can watch them to make sure that they do it correctly.
Yeah.
And so that you, now you're moving away from doing the tasks that you actually don't want to do as much. But you know how to do it, but you're spending less time doing that thing than before.
So yeah, it's good in the long run. But a lot of times we look at it immediate. Earlier I was talking about instant gratification. The problem with these kids today, they just want instant gratification. That's what y'all said. But it's a thing of, pardon me, it's hard to look past the right now. Mm-hmm. Like, we could plan for whatever, but life is happening right now. Mm-hmm. So in this very moment, I can't see past today.
Yeah. I wrote about that this morning. Dang, I had something to say. It was going to be good, too.
Going.
Let's go. Wait.
Come back.
What was y'all saying?
It's out of here.
I was talking about not being able to see past today, doing all the things.
Oh, y'all was saying that it is another muscle to work. So basically what I was going to say was, and also I think another thing is a thing of knowing the time, like the amount of time that you have, or knowing that, recognizing that you have time, because sometimes it's a thing of like you wanting to have a quick turnaround. So then you're like, either I'm going to do this right or I'm not going to do it at all. And because you're not willing to take the time to do it, then like to do like that, the time that it would take to get it right, or you feel like you don't have the time that it would take to get it right, then you start shying away from like doing the content. Because sometimes it's like, all right, well, I know how to record it, but I don't know how to edit it. So that's something I have to learn. Or I got to find somebody who can edit it, or like whatever it is. But recognizing or allowing yourself the actual time to, whether it even just be planning the stuff, like with the storyboard. First time I ever did a storyboard, I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I watched, like, I think I Googled it. I Googled, like, what it was supposed to look like and stuff like that. And then I just put the song on repeat and was just like, all right, we're just going to figure this out. What do I see? Okay, this would be cool if I could just float right here and just, you know, I'm going, I don't know. But, yeah, like, and then I just went on Google and found pictures and slapped them in. Like, in a Word document. But it's just allowing your, sometimes all the time that you need is to sit and think and to allow yourself a moment to breathe so that you can come up with whatever the content is or whatever plan you need to put together to get all of the things done and not burn yourself out.
For me, I just had decided, if I didn't decide it before, I'm deciding it right now. I'm not calling it content no more. I just don't even like how that sound anymore. I'd much rather just be like, I'm creating another piece of the experience, whatever it is.
Oh, I like that.
Just because, like, the more...
You looked at me like, who are you? Sorry.
But yeah, just because the more I think about it, like, oh, I have to create content, it's like, oh, I got to create marketing, or it's like, it takes me away from whatever thing that I'm making. So, like, I think if artists in general started looking at it, it's like, this is more of an extension of, like, whatever I started making. So, like, let me just add piece, like, I'm adding a piece to it. So, like, you doing a visual is like, I'm just adding a piece to this bigger picture. Sometimes it doesn't need it, it doesn't require it, but I think that might help. I think for me it'll help. Just not, once I start thinking about it in terms of content, then I start thinking about marketing, start thinking about strategy. Who is this affecting, as opposed to me being like, I made this thing, what else goes with this thing? And it's like making an outfit. It's like, all right, I made some fire pants. Do I got some shoes to go with it? Mm-hmm. Am I designing my own shoes? Am I designing my own? Maybe I'm designing the hat or designing the hoodie. And it's like all of that coming together to make the final fit, as opposed to like just looking at it like, I know how to make shoes, but I don't know how to make pants. It's like, nah, let's just continue making pieces and see what comes from it. That's just how I'm going to process it going forward.
That's good.
I was going to say, to that point, you said something about not calling it content anymore, and I was thinking about not making the visual aspect of it a thing of what we feel like we're supposed to do, but instead, the same way we made the music, we didn't make it, at least for me, I don't be making music because I feel like this is what people want to hear or this is what everybody else is doing. I simply made this music based off what I want to hear. So now the visual for this, what do I want to see? Even like for me, actually, I'm not even going to share that. Y'all don't need that. But yeah, what do I want this to look like? What do I want this to be? What do I want to get from this? And then build whatever around that. And for me, I was making content that I wanted to make for whatever moment, but after that moment was done, I was trying to hold on to this because it was working. So now this content isn't doing anything for me. It's helping other people, but it's not doing anything for me. So I see it going downhill because the feeling isn't there anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I can put the words together, but this is not, one, this is not pushing me forward, and I'm not enjoying it. So once I stop enjoying it, it's hard for me to keep doing because I'm not getting anything from it.
Yeah.
Except some views, some likes, follows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, I think that's also just being, making sure that you're doing stuff that's true to you, which again, if it doesn't feel like it's true to you, you probably have to find a way for you to, at least in this current space, find a way for you to make it work for you. Because like especially when you go on social media, it's like, I don't want to, a lot of musicians, they're just playing the video, playing the song and their mouth and the words. It's like, I don't personally want to do that.
Yeah,
but
I don't,
you know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't, and that's, but it's just trying to find new and creative ways to do it. Again, the more I start thinking, it's like if you was a bodybuilder, like us just doing the music is like us just going to the gym and just doing chest. No legs. Right?
Because on
yeah, or arm, leg. All right, so you just going to the gym and just doing legs.
I was just imagining because I know the little butterfly things.
Yeah. And it's like you can work on your chest from a bunch of different angles. This is still chest. Like you still have the rest of your body. The rest of your body flimsy, but your chest is muscular. So it's like, or again, like you just working out your legs. Your legs is, you got great legs. Rest of your body, shrimp. So it's like, you know, you got to be, I think now you have to be able to, like, if we're looking for to make get a well-rounded individual, like, unfortunately, we got to do a little bit more, which isn't necessarily the worst thing. You just got to be a little bit, yeah. It's annoying. It's annoying. I think that's the point. It was like, it doesn't mean that we're not going to do it.
It is.
This is annoying. I really just wanted to come here and work on a Jess.
I'm a shooter.
Yeah.
Let me shoot.
Come on. You know, you want me to, what? In the paint. For what? I'm Steph. Let me shoot. You don't see Steph slamming on nobody? I'm sorry.
Got a little heated in here, guys.
What? You was about to say something?
I can't remember.
I was going to say, so, like, essentially, what he was saying was right. It was valid, but I lost it.
What he was saying was valid, but ain't anybody trying to hear that? Like, as an artist, like, I'm really just not even trying to hear that. And, like, it's not even a thing. And sometimes it's, are you going to help me? Like, at the end of the day, because I got a lot of shit to do, okay? Excuse my language, folks. But I got a lot of shit to do. Are y'all going to help me with this? Because I don't want to be out here learning all the TikTok dances. How are we going to make this work for me and work for y'all?
What if you can't dance?
That be the other thing, too. It's artists that cannot dance. And for me, I need more than 20 minutes to learn these dances, okay? Okay? Man. I need, give me a good 2 weeks.
It'd be a lot of hipping.
I don't know how, it's a lot.
I thought she was flipping a pizza.
I felt like it. Oh, remember, do the pizza. Thanks for reminding me. Now I'll remember for whenever we have children.
I'm learning what works for me.
I think that's the thing. Like, it's not a one size fits all. So, like, I have to figure out what works for me so that I'm comfortable making this content before we just deep dive into just making everything. Because even in us, we a little bit ahead just because, like, we also have a podcast. So, like, that's more content for us right there.
So we do the podcast consistently, and consistency looks different for everybody.
It definitely does.
So weekly we do the podcast, and then y'all get a little extra. Join the Patreon, get the background, be like, oh, I didn't know. Look at the old content. There's a lot of stuff in there. Frequent lives here and there. Make sure you check the other pages, being Art Room, Omni Me, which is under construction right now, Crafts by Co.
Which is under construction right now.
yeah, make sure you... So then you got to put everything together. So it's like a spider web. It might be Charlotte's web.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah, it's like a spider web. So you get something from here, something from here.
I don't like spiders. Go ahead, go
But
ahead,
the
go
web ahead. Is... Yeah. You got to reel them in.
Across the Spider-Verse.
Mm-hmm.
You like Miles, don't you? You like spiders?
He's a man, Peter. Though. Like, he's a guy.
Gwen.
It's again, this getting a lot.
All right, pardon me.
But, yeah, we got a lot of content out there. So, again, consistency looks different for everybody and for everything. So, the music and the visuals around the music or that connect with the music don't have to be an everyday thing. Especially if we're creating, like we created the music. The music didn't get written, recorded, mixed, mastered, and released in the same day. So, just like they be saying, however much you spend on making a project, that's how long you should spend. That's how much money you should spend.
They say, and how long you should spend marketing it.
Word. So, and then the content or the visual is part of it. So, however long it took me to get this project out, this song out, that's how long I have to get this content that go with it out. And then they be talking about don't stop promoting your music. Don't stop putting your music out there. So, if it took me 3 months to create this one thing, I got 3 more months to create a visual for it. And now this is just a longer lifeline for this one song. Yeah, it makes sense. So he was right, but it just didn't sit well with me. He had a valid point. It just I didn't like how it was. The artist in me was like, "What'd you say?
Ain't nobody trying to hear that."
How about you go make some content,
right? And then bring it back to me,
Mr. Marketer.
Actually, it would be more of a, how about you go make a song, personal song.
And then do the content behind it.
Because he already made content.
Oh, yeah, I guess he is making content.
Go make a cake.
Yeah.
And then make some lasagna.
What was you about to say, though?
I don't even remember.
Okay, I got a question. What is one piece of advice that you would give to an artist who hates doing content right now?
Make content that you would want to see. So do your best to make the content that you would want to see. Don't look at, you can look at other people and other artists for inspiration. Another thing, look at photographer and videographer's pages so you can get an idea of what videos, like what visual, what is visually pleasing to you. So, yeah. So, make the content or make the visuals that you will want to see and figure out what, first figure out what you want to see and then make the visual for what you want to see. Like, just bring it to life. Just like you brought the music to life, and don't be so hard on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say just try to make it fun. Like, find a way to find if any of it, like if you're making a song, I don't know, whatever you're making a song about, just if you can find a way to do something a piece of content that'll actually be fun for you that you'll enjoy, then go for that. But you don't gotta be out here doing the dances. You don't gotta be.
Y'all put my dancing shoes up.
You don't got to be doing that, rocking your hips if you don't want to. If you feel led, feel free, rock your hips. But it doesn't have to be. You can make the content that you want to make, or you could just be as creative as you want making the content. And I think that's the main thing for me.
For me, I would say trust yourself and your instincts and your abilities, but also take time to really just sit with yourself, sit in silence to figure out what you want. Like, what's actually going in your head. Get it down on paper or however you need to do it. So that you could, even if you just do like make a habit of doing brain dumps so that you can get your ideas out. And then you can work to bring those things to fruition. whether it be visually or whatever. But just give yourself time to actually think. Don't expect yourself to already know how to do these things or have it all figured out. It's all a practice.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. Practice. And all your practices don't have to be shown.
Yeah. And they don't. You do not have to show them practices. You don't. Not everyone. And when you feel comfortable with showing one, then you show it. But also join the Patreon. You know,
we can show you how to make some content. Join the Patreon.
As we practice
I thought you were about to say, as we proceed.
As we practice on our our creating our experience. Ain't that what you said? Creating creating more aspects of the experience for you guys. Join the Patreon for the low price of $3 a month. You can join the good people of the Gray Area and get exclusive access to it all, including this podcast live and early, and
the standard by yours truly. It's a mindfulness podcast by yours truly. I just speak about things that come to my mind.
And other behind the scenes content and more that we have on the way. But do you guys have any final thoughts on this topic?
Shout out to Brand Man, Sean.
Word.
And the marketing team. Mm-hmm. All the marketers out there.
Word. Shout out to y'all. We appreciate y'all. But, you know, from an artist perspective, now y'all know how we feel. You got any final thoughts?
Got nothing.
All right. We thank you guys for joining us. I think that's it. My final thoughts is thank y'all. We appreciate y'all. We will see you guys next week. Bye.
Adios.
Stay black. Stay blessed. Oh. Stay black, people. Know yourself. Know your worth. Bad man Breezington out.
That's hilarious.
Oh, Lord.
He messed up the slogan.
He definitely did.
You said what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get out my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.